From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Tom Baudet, and Paula Poundstone. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
We're definitely putting a disclaimer on the website. Explaining that that's people saying my name. Mm-hmm. Not booing.
That's good that you think that. He's got an indomitable spirit, doesn't he? Little fella.
Well, right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Simone Cox from Santa Cruz, California.
Hi, Simone.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great.
You ready to get bluffed?
Yeah.
Hey, Simone.
Yes.
I have a friend who moved there, and I haven't got her address.
Well, I'll look her up.
Have you met someone named Flory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs Google? Yeah. Not me. Yeah. I just asked Simone. She knows.
Yeah. Hey, Simone, do you really know someone in Santa Cruz named Flory?
No. I think there was, because it sounds like an unusual name, and we've got lots of people with unusual names here.
This is the sort of deceit I would expect on the orangutan website, but... I thought between you and me, Simone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Simone, thanks for coming on the show. You're going to play a game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Carl?
Thanks for nothing, corporate overlords.
These are rough times for American workers. There's downsizing, outsourcing, internet filters on those work computers. Won't let you go to those certain websites. Even if it is research. In fact, even when companies do try to reach out to employees, things seem to go wrong. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about some misguided advice from the man. Only one of them's true. Choose the real one, and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, it's Tom Baudet.
We'll leave it to the French. At an international Paris Bank's American corporate offices in New York, not only is inter-office dating permitted, it is encouraged with mandatory enrollment in its corporate dating service. European studies have shown when people date coworkers, they become more productive and spend less time communicating outside of the work environment. Employees are also more likely to work unpaid overtime and on weekends when romantically involved at the office. Profiles based on employment resumes are posted on the company website along with candid photos from the building security cameras. Participation is mandatory for single and optional for married employees. Romance is a beautiful motivator, said Human Resources Director Monique Pellesson, and it encourages your American family values. We have had 6 weddings and only 3 divorces. Systems analyst Jeffrey Dwyer says, this is a great place to work. It's like high school with hidden cameras and French girls.
A French company that arranges dates between you and your coworkers from Tom Baudet. Your next story of our corporate masters' good intentions gone wrong comes from Paula Poundstone.
Being poor isn't so bad at all if you do it right. The Waltons seemed happy. Northwest Airlines, the number 5 U.S. carrier, as part of their meteoric rise from bankruptcy, has let some folks go and asked others to do with less. They've handed out a booklet to some of their workers with tips about being happy on the inside. Inside a trash can, for example. Where Northwest advises its cash-strapped workers not to be shy about pulling something you like out of the trash. The informative pamphlet suggests stuff like taking a date for a walk on the beach, perhaps watching a cloud form or playing the license plate game. It says those that saved money already should pat themselves on the back, unless they have to pay themselves for it, and that they should only spend on what they absolutely need to. Ben Franklin would be proud, but if he worked for Northwest, he'd be proud on a shoestring. Northwest has since apologized for distributing the pamphlet, which some felt was a bit insensitive.
Northwest Airlines giving its employees unusual tips on how to save money from Paula Poundstone. And your last story of the business world messing with the working class comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Vereen Elam, CEO of Inglow Incorporated, a Youngstown, Ohio window treatment firm, has urged his more than 200 employees to have their auras cleansed at home. It has come to my attention that many of you may have auras that restrict your full effectiveness, says a memo received by the Inglow workforce. This can be corrected after work hours. Sit in a chair while a family member does a firm but gentle chopping action around the entire body, coming within 1 to 2 inches from physical contact. The family member should then be sure to shake their hands out thoroughly. Though the memo states that the cleansing isn't mandatory, rumbles of in-house dissent have reached the local media. We are Presbyterians and do not recognize the aura, an unnamed employee tells the Youngstown Eagle, especially my husband. He doesn't even recognize herbs.
Okay, Simone, you've got Roy's story about employees at Inglow Incorporated being told to cleanse their auras. Paula's story about bankrupt Northwest Airlines offering somewhat cruel advice on how to save money. And Tom's story about a company that offers an employee dating service. Which one is real?
Being as I live in Santa Cruz, if that company, Inglow, was in Santa Cruz, I would say that would be the story because we're all about cleaning our auras down here. But I'm going to go with Paula's story.
You're going with Paula's story?
Yes.
Bankrupt Northwest Airlines offering somewhat cruel advice on how to save money.
Yes.
All right. Well, to find out the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the true story.
About 60 of our members received a booklet telling people to wear hand-me-down clothes, make your own cards and gifts, and not exactly the kind of treatment that employees who've been working long times at Northwest Airlines really want to hear.
That was Joe Tiberi, spokesman for the International Association of Machinist and Aerospace Workers, talking about Northwest Airlines' helpful advice given to their employees. Good job, Simone.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Thanks, Simone. Say hi to Flory for me.
I sure will.
You've earned a point for Paula, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your answering machine.
Woohoo!
Well, Simone, thanks so much for playing our game.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
5 o'clock, it won't work, and an old telephone, a broken umbrella, a rusty trombone, and I am delighted to call them my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh,